Welcome everyone to Parshas HaShavua. This week's Parsha is Parshas Yisrael, the Parsha where we received the Torah, a very, very fascinating Parsha. But before we do that, let's go up to the beginning of the Parsha. I want to share with you something today, a bit short, brief, based on an essay written by the Sorei Alofim, one of the rabbis Twersky in America. And he points out a verse at the beginning of the parasha, where it says, "Vayishma Yisroi." Yisroi heard what Hashem had did to the Jewish people, and he came. He came to visit Moshe Rabbeinu. He converted to Judaism, and he became part of the important fabric of the Jewish nation. Says Rashi, what did he hear? Says Rashi, he heard the splitting of the sea and the war of Amalek. And all the commentaries ask the question, why those two things specifically, and so many explanations has been given. One of them we're going to share today. But before we do that, let's have a look at a different pasuk in Parshas Yisrael. It says, Vayom, after Moshe Rabbeinu sat with him and told him everything that happened, Vayom Yisrael, Yisrael says, Baruch Hashem, blessed be God, that he saved you, miyad Mitzrayim, from the hand of Mitzrayim, umiyad Paroi, and from the hand of Paroi. That Hashem had saved you, mitachas yad Mitzrayim, from under the hand of Egypt. And he asked a very simple question. Why does it have to repeat three times in the pasuk? The hand, the could have just said, he saved you from Egypt, from Paroi, saved you from Mitzrayim. Why the yad Paroi, yad Mitzrayim, yad, all these things. What is that all about? And thirdly, the famous question about later on in the parasha, where Hashem says, Anochi Hashem Alekecha, on the first one of the Ten Commandments, I am Hashem, your God, that took you out of Egypt. And all the Mefarshim asked, why does it say, I am Hashem, your God, that created the heaven and earth? Why I took you out of Egypt? So he enters into a discussion, discussing the concept of Yadayim, the idea of the hand. We know one of the first things we do every morning is we wash our hands and we make a bracha. And the bracha is, Al netilas yadayim. We make it before we eat bread also. It's a strange bracha. Asher gidisham says v'tzivacha, v'tzivana Hashem kemadras, al netilas yadayim. We always translate it, the washing of the hands, but that's not actually what it means. The word netila can have many meanings, but one of the meanings is to lift up. As it says in the pasuk in Yishayol, v'yenatleim v'yenaseim, he took them and he lifted them up. Harama, lifting up. What's the idea? What does it mean to lift up your hands? And where do we find this? Where do we find the concept of lifting hands? Is last week's parasha, where Amalek, the nation of Amalek, attacks Bnei Yisrael, and Hashem says to wage war against Amalek. And how was it won? By Moshe Rabbeinu standing on the mountain and lifting up his hands. And Yehoshua and Hur had to help him lift up his hands, and if they would fall, then the Jews would be defeated. If, as long as they were lifted up, it was going well. And of course, the Mishnah says, do hands win the war? But of course, the idea of lifting his hands, everyone would look upwards and would look towards Hashem. But again, we find this idea of lifting up the hands. So what is this all about? Let's put it all together. The Chassam Sofer says, and this is based on the Chassam Sofer, that the reason why the Jews sank into the 49th level of impurity in Mitzrayim was because the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, influenced the Jewish people, convinced them and persuaded them that there's no point in action. It's about the power of action. That when you do something, which the hand is the symbol of action, it's nothing. It doesn't have any consequence necessarily. Now we know this, that they did this to Mitzrayim by asking the Jewish people to work in Pisoim and Ramses and to build two cities. But the Midrashim and the Gemara tells us that actually what happened was they were building it on quicksand. And everything they built went for nothing and disappeared. And therefore they had no value, no appreciation for doing a good deed on an actional level, on a behavioral level. People understand the intellectual concepts, the feelings, all very important, but just acts of goodness, acts of a mitzvah, just things you do, activities you do with your hands, so to speak. They were convinced there's no value. And in Yiddishkeit, we know the value of action is tremendous. It's the lowest form of expression. We have machshava, dibur, and maisa, thought, speech, and action. And the lowest form is just action, because it's not, it doesn't seem to be absorbed with spirituality. It's not inspiring necessarily, unless you understand what you're doing. But sometimes just an action is an action. And yet, it's the highest form of connection to Hashem. We have a concept in Kabbalah, kol ha-gavoya yored l'mato yoy. So the highest concepts come down in the lowest forms of behavior or existence. Which is why Hashem said, now we start to create some of the answers to the questions. That's why Hashem said, when he took him out of Egypt, Matan Torah, he says, Ani Hashem lecha, I am Hashem your God, that I took you out of Mitzrayim. I took you out from this philosophy. I'm giving you a gift, I'm giving you mitzvahs, I'm giving you Torah mitzvahs, I'm giving you the ability that everything you do should be godly. When you do the right thing, when you behave in the right way, when you do an action of a mitzvah, you're godly. And that's what Yisro heard. Yisro heard what Hashem had done to Mitzrayim, meaning Hashem had taken them out of the suffering of Mitzrayim, and that's why he says three times the word Yad. I've taken you out of the Yad, the hand of Mitzrayim, the hand of Pharaoh. I've taken you out. Hashem took you out of this philosophy. He redeemed you from this erroneous way of thinking. So you should understand how you can become godly on every part of your existence, even on a behavioral level, that doing things that are in line with the will of Hashem makes you a holy, a godly person. Now, how is this demonstrated when the Jews came out of Mitzrayim? When it came to the Kriyas Yamsuf, when it came to the splitting of the sea, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Jews were trapped and they were giving up and they were panicking. Hashem says, "Kaches amate hazeh biyodecha. Take the staff that's in your hand and split the sea. Show them the power of action. Just keep on doing the right thing. You might not understand. You might emotionally be distant. You might be scared on an emotional level, but just keep on doing the right thing. Keep on traveling towards Matan Torah, the power of the hand." Now we know when Amalek attacked just before they arrived at Har Sinai. They attacked in a place called Rephidim. Rephidim, which means, comes the word weakening, Rafu. And Chazal tell us, why did they attack in Rephidim? Because the Jews were weak spiritually. Rafu yedeya medivrei Torah. They weakened their hands from Torah. Why doesn't it just say they didn't learn Torah or they were distant from the Torah? No, they weakened their hands. They didn't understand the concept of hands, which is why when Hashem said, and the Amalek attacked. In Kabbalah, we learn about that Hashem says that my name is not complete until I wipe out Amalek. What's the name of Hashem? Yud and Hey and Vav and Hey. So Yud and Hey refers to Chochma and Bina, the intellect. Vav and Hey refers to the Hey, the last Hey of Hashem's name refers to how you implement it, how you live by Hashem's name. And if you don't destroy Amalek, Hashem's name is incomplete, because Amalek, that's exactly what they came to instill in the Jewish people, to instill doubt. You can be intellectual, you can be, but don't have to behave that way. That's why the Yidden Rafu Yedeim, Rafidim was a place that their hands became weak. That's why every single morning we say Asher Kedushonim and Mitzvayse Vitzvon Al Natilas Yedeim. We begin the day that way. We begin the day to know the Tachlis, the purpose of the day is, obviously, we have to learn to know what to do. We have to learn to Hashem's Torah. We connect to Hashem through the Torah. But the tachlis, the absolute tachlis, is to live like a yid. Netilas yodayim. Elevate your hands. Understand the power of a mitzvah. Understand the power of action. Yisroel heard that. So he says, Rashi, what were the two things he heard? He heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, that Moshe Rabbeinu took his stick, and that was an action. He split the sea that way. And he heard about Amalek, where they tried to destroy the Jews' commitment to action. And the fight was through Moshe Rabbeinu lifting his hands to show the power of action. And that's why he was drawn towards the Yidden. He was drawn to this concept that you can be a holy person in everything you do in life. Not just when you daven and learn, but everything you do through doing actions that are Hashem's will. And that's why he came, and he came to the desert. That's just an idea that I saw there. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.